Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As students head back to school this fall, they'll be confronted with the latest and greatest in nonsensical liberal social theory. It begins in kindergarten, where Heather has two mommies, and culminates in college, where campuses and courses now more closely resemble Alice in Wonderland than serious intellectual pursuit. It begins during orientation, where students are taught to avoid committing microaggressions, aggressions so incredibly small, hence the term micro, that they are only felt or even observable by the most hypersensitive of liberals, who must then run to a safe zone where they can decompress and try to come to grips with a world that just doesn't realize how insensitive it is. Only then can they muster the intestinal fortitude necessary to go back and confront the microaggressor, who is then dragged before the Student Human Rights Council before being sent to re-education classes and sensitivity training. Large blocks of students are now so focused on forcing politically correct doctrine on everyone around them that one wonders how they have time to actually attend their classes. Never fear, it's now possible to kill two birds with one stone, with the University of Iowa's creation of a social justice bachelor's degree. Yes, students can now get university credits while patrolling the campus in search of microaggressors and other politically incorrect deviants. The only challenge comes when the students try to service their college loans with a degree in social justice. Maybe they can get a job in one of the offices of inclusion and intercultural relations springing up on college campuses across the U.S. And speaking of the virtue of inclusion and the effort to make all students feel welcome, the University of California at Davis and California State University Los Angeles are now offering, I kid you not, segregated housing for black students. This in response to a demand from the Black Student Union, because black students wanted a safe place where they would be protected from microaggressions and racially insensitive comments. Can you imagine the outcry and flurry of lawsuits if Liberty University was to announce segregated housing for black students? I'm not even sure it's legal, since federal Title VI law prohibits racial discrimination in any program that receives federal funding. And speaking of breaking the law, segregated housing seems minor compared to the all-out assault on the First Amendment resulting from scores of newly created university policies on acceptable speech, which translated means speech so lacking in substance that it stands not the slightest chance of offending anyone. Campuses that once used to be bastions of rigorous debate in an aggressive pursuit of the truth have now become little more than publicly subsidized laboratories of politically correct social policy, where any dissent from the liberal party line is aggressively prosecuted. And the result, if allowed to continue, is best summed up by Benjamin Franklin, who once said, "Without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom, and no such thing as public liberty without freedom of speech." For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.